I am delighted to say that on the line for the day that's in it, a regular contributor to us here at Northside Today, and we're always delighted to talk to him, Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership. Paul, good morning and welcome to the programme again.
Thanks, Donnie. Thanks for having me on again.
You're more than welcome. Always a pleasure. Paul, all students at this stage, I would imagine, and parents are aware of the Leaving Cert results for 2020. Such as it was for a manic year for everybody, but I would contend particularly for people who had to contend with the stress of exams, which didn't happen. And then we had the ongoing saga of will they, won't they, then they weren't, then how they're going to be marked. And eventually, for most people, a line is drawn under it this morning.
Yeah, very much so, Donnie. Yeah, it has been a particularly kind of stressful time for students and for their families, I suppose. And I suppose, like, maybe this brings it to a bit of a finale with their results coming through the predicted grade system. I'm hoping that a lot of students will be happy and have kind of plotted their courses or have decided on the next juncture or next possible opportunity that the student are going to take. But if they're not, Donny, there's lots of supports out there that can help. So there is, particularly even the supports even through the Northside Partnership here, where we can help support the students with that next step in their journey in education.
Paul, before I come to that, and this is probably a desperately, desperately unfair question for me to ask you and put you on the spot by asking you, but what's your personal assessment of the way things were done this year? If you had been Norma Foley, would you have done anything different? Was it probably the best of a bad lot, considering the hand that was dealt with them? You know, what's your own take on the whole thing, Paul, from start to finish?
Yeah, I suppose hindsight's a great thing, Donny, isn't it? We can all learn from kind of what worked well, what didn't work well throughout this whole process, you know. I think that Norma and the Department of Education have worked tirelessly to try and make this whole process as easy and try to keep the students as safe as they possibly could throughout this whole entire period. I suppose if you look at other countries and the possibilities and the systems that they've also had to bring in or put into place, and even in the UK they've had a very similar experience where they've done the predicted grades, and they've learned, I think, from that process as well. I think, look, I suppose we are where we are at the moment, and I suppose it's the best way is hopefully that the students will be accommodated in their courses that they're hoping or looking to do. If there's not, there is different avenues that they can take. There is an appeals process that will open up next Monday, the 14th of September at 9 o'clock. So if a student is unhappy with their grades that they receive in the Leaving Cert today, they can appeal that process. And then as well as that, then, Donny, like if the student doesn't take up their, or is still unhappy with after the appeals process, they can sit their exams in November. So there is still a couple of different avenues that students can take. So I suppose I suppose we are where we are at the moment with the circumstances, you know.
Yeah, well, I think, Paul, that everybody breathed a very hefty sigh of relief when Minister Foley announced that they were taking out of the predicted grade system the historical relevance of results in the schools in past years. I think that was a big bone of contention, particularly in Britain, where it caused absolute mayhem. And I think actually they had to do, they've done so many U-turns on it in Britain that they were back where they started. So I think we learned from that one, Paul, and that was a good move.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you, Donny. I think that, I suppose they've seen the ramifications of the that system that was coming into fruition, and they learned from that, and they corrected it accordingly. So I think there was learning there.
Now, Paul, just before we move away from this year's Leaving Cert, the results and the process, when you say, And I think a lot of people might want clarity on this, and you may be the person that can give it to us. When you say that if somebody is not happy with their grades, that they can appeal it. Now, I am thinking particularly of somebody who did, I don't know how many subjects you do know for the leaving, but I'll just pick a figure off the top of my head, 6 subjects. And you're very happy with 5, but you think that you deserved a better mark on the 6th one for the work you had put in during the year and the way you were going with that subject. Can you appeal just the one result, the one subject? And if it's a thing that you want to sit the exam, can you sit it just in that one subject, or is it the entire package that has to be appealed and the entire package which has to be reset?
Danny, I'm not 100% sure on the actual appeals procedure, and I think that's going to be kind of a matter for the individual school, for the student. And I think the best advice I could probably give to the student is that if they have a concern around this whole process, or if they want to, you know, appeal a particular subject, I think they need to go and talk to the guidance counsellor, or they say the principal or deputy principal within their school, so that they get the best information that they can to make the decision on that. You know, and then I suppose they kind of plot their course accordingly. I think the individual teachers, and I know the schools will be all on hand today to help support the students, and I know there's different hotlines out there as well that can help students with them particular types of really, you know, tricky queries. They can make the best decision from there.
Yeah, and I presume, Paul, you would echo my advice in this, that act in haste, repent at leisure. Sit down, have a look at it. Have a look at it a couple of times. Think about your, for want of a better expression, plan of attack, and then, with a cool head, sooner rather than later, contact the school. Don't be leaving it to the last minute that you can do it, and have a chat with the career guidance teacher in a cool, calm, calculated frame of mind.
That's the correct way, Donny. That's it in a nutshell, to be honest. Like, it's, they've really, a lot of people learn now that can support students with this next step in their journey, you know. And whatever their query is or whatever, reach out to the particular school, to the colleges of further education and the universities. They're all there, all the staff's there to support them in their next step in that sort of journey. As well as even, like, any students that have any of these queries can come in to myself for the North Side Partnership, and we can sit down and we can have a chat about their particular set of issues or, you know, their experiences at the moment, and how we can kind of support them making that informed decision for the next step in their educational journey. And I suppose one of the good things, Donny, is that in North Dublin, we're blessed with so many different educational options that are available to young people and adults as well. Like, you know, we have lots of different colleges of further education that are on hand. We have lots of different universities. We have a lot of different centres, like community training centres, youth reaches, adult education options, apprenticeships, CHASAC. You know, there's a vast array of supports and help out there, and it's just a matter of researching exactly the information and just contacting the relevant organization to find out more information about their next step. But again, the schools are there in hand, you know, with the guidance counselors and other support staff in order to help that student with their particular query.
Now, that is a fabulous segue, Paul. We know one another well, so we know how we operate, because it brings me very neatly and very nicely to your particular department within the fabulous Northside Partnership. And I presume, Paul, that you are bracing yourself for quite a lot of emails, phone calls, and people wanting to contact the educational section within the Northside Partnership. And now that you have the airwaves, and you have hopefully a lot of the population within the catchment area listening, tell us what somebody sitting at their kitchen table this morning looking at their leaving cert results, what Paul Hayes and the educational section within the Northside Partnership can do for them.
But Donny, I suppose if there is a student out there at the moment that is unsure about the next step in their journey and wants support with that to make the best decision that they can make about that next step in their educational. It's just a matter of linking, contacting Northside Partnership through the telephone or through email to myself, and reaching out, and let's discuss the kind of issues or the obstacles that they're experiencing at the moment. As I said to you there before, there's so many different options available to students now. So there is in the North Dublin area that there, you know, there's definitely a course for everybody out there. So there is, whether it be a full time basis, a part time basis, as I mentioned to you there, adult education, apprenticeships, you know, further education in the post-leaving cert courses, or university or college. So if a student, say for example on Friday, whenever the CAO offers comes out and they don't get the college course or they don't get the option maybe that they've really wanted to do, there's still an option where they could get subsequent offers in subsequent rounds through the CAO. If that still doesn't come to course, there's a vast array, as I said, of PLC courses that students can do for a year or 2 years in order to get them up to the required level in order to access university down the road. Like, and I know that I've listened to Minister Harris about the higher educational options, and he's very adamant. There is lots of different array of different courses and different options are available to young people. That, you know, it doesn't have to always be, you know, academic routes. There's lots of different options regarding apprenticeships. So there is IT courses, there's CHASAC courses, you know, springboard courses as well. So there's so many different options. And I suppose if it's great that if a young person or an adult has in that kind of position at the moment and they're unsure about the next step in that journey, it's a matter of kind of coming down to the partnership and sitting down and maybe just having a chat about it and seeing what, you know, what other options are open to them that they could maybe access.
I suppose, Paul, it's important as well in the date that's in it. Now, I do appreciate that across the board, what we're seeing and hearing from our research this morning, limited as it is because of the time that was allowed to us to do it, but that grades are up approximately 4.4, 4.5% across the board. That seems to be the feedback at the moment. Now, again, I would imagine that the number crunchers are still at work on that. But that, generally speaking, so you're talking about a person is probably 4.5%, possibly 5% in some cases, better off than they would have been under the old system. But with that in mind, Paul, and I think this is important, and it's something that I always touch on at this time of the year when these results come out. You were probably talking about a cohort of people who are between 17 and 19 years of age. It's very important, I think, while this is probably one of the most important exams they will do in their life or would have done under normal circumstances, that the reality of it is that in 30 or 40 years' time, nobody's going to ask you what you got in your leaving cert back in 2020.
That could be the case, Donnie, yeah, but I still think it's a fantastic qualification for a young person to get and to start them down their journey as such, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Paula. I think you misunderstood me there. Yeah. It's merely a key to a door. It's what's the other side of that door and the use you make of it that determines your track, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's the point I'm making, and that just because what you're looking at you think isn't going to get you what you want, that's not necessarily true. That there are ways and means of still achieving what you want to achieve, and that when you're 50 or 60 years of age, there's very few people going to be asking you what you got in your leaving cert because you will have had the experience of life behind you.
Yeah, and you probably will have a vast array of other qualifications at that stage as well. Like, you know, like as I say, as you mentioned there, like, you know, there is so many different options available to students. So there is, like, you know, in the colleges of further education offer a vast array of different options. Like, we have some great colleges of further education here on our doorstep with the likes of Clostradulic, Kilaister College, Grange Community College, Whitehall College of Further Education, Plunkett College of Further Education. There's so many of them, and it's fantastic. So that you know, like, I suppose if we were based in a more rural area, there mightn't be as many of these educational options that are available. But in the North Dublin area, that we have we're blessed with so many different options. And if, say, for example, if a student's out there and they're querying, you know, like what to do next or what avenue to go, like maybe the starting point is to maybe just to think about, you know, to sit down and just look at what motivates them, where their interests lie, what they'd like to do in the future. Reach out then to the supporting staff within the school and the guidance counsellors. Reach out to the Northside Partnership here, to ourselves. And, you know, then it's a matter of kind of researching these options and figuring it out for yourself. It's to make that informed decision so that you're happy with your choices. A lot of these courses will start probably over the next month or so. So you still have a bit of time, you know, to maybe sit down with your family and friends and maybe try and work out if this is the best option at this point for you. And then it's just a matter of you know, talking to the college then about the process of getting accepted and so on and so forth, you know. But I know that a lot of the different colleges of further education are still, a lot of their applications are still open for applying, and an awful lot of them you just apply online through their website, and it's just a matter then of the college will be back in touch with you and explain the process of getting accepted onto the particular course. So it's a relatively easy enough process. But the great thing about it is, like, there's so many different support organizations and people out there that can help you with them particular decisions, you know?
Paul, anecdotally, and I mean, today is all about, you know, as normally when we talk, it's all about good news and trying to put a good spin on it. But let us say that we are going down that road, which we are, obviously. Anecdotally, have you come across instances over the years of young people on a day like today who have sat in their kitchen with their parents looking at a Leaving Cert result, thinking that their life as they expected it to be is over, that they didn't have the understanding or the knowledge, through no fault of their own, that in fact this is not true, that there are places and people like the Northside Partnership who can open up a whole array of things to them that they didn't know that these opportunities were there for them?
Well, very much so, Donny. Like that happens, you know, 90% of the cases, like, you know, that young people who are all mature students are sitting at home or whatever, and they're talking to their family and talking to their friends about, you know, what's the next step, what's the best step to take, you know, and looking at that journey and trying to kind of plot that course. So they are plot that kind of journey that they're going to take on over the next game, maybe a year or 2 years or 3 years or whatever it might be. They are. They're probably confused and they're looking at their options. But as I said to you there, like, you know, there's so many different support organisations out there that can help. So they are. And it's just a matter of, like, they have people on hand. There's telephone lines as well, helplines there, I know, through the Irish Times and other different guidance counsellor helplines, so they can give them a reassurance, you know, that there is supports out there. And, like, say, for example, a lot of queries that I've received over this last few months have been around, like, say, for example, the financial concerns for students when they're taking on that next step in their journey. And one of the things that we're kind of lucky here within the Northside Partnership is we've built up an extensive range of different educational financial supports that we can help the students with. And a lot of the colleges, even in universities as well, they have lots of different support systems in place, like the Student Assistance Fund and the 1916 Bursary Fund, universities. You know, there's other different bursaries and scholarships that can help. So, you know, what might seem daunting to a young person sitting on the kitchen table now at the moment, you know, there is solutions, and it's just a matter of reaching out. So it is to organisations like ourselves in the Northside Partnership or other different colleges of further education or universities to look at their options, to look at ways that they can get around some of these different barriers and try and plot their course, you know, in education, you know.
And with that in mind, Paul, because I am cognizant of the time and I know you're phone is going to start and your office is going to start getting very, very busy very shortly, I would imagine. For that person or that parent sitting at the kitchen table with that young person this morning, can you please give us the contact details where they can make contact with you or some of your team, and undoubtedly, without a cast of a shadow of a doubt, they will be pointed and helped in the right direction?
Surely, Danny. Yeah, well, look, one of the best ways probably is just to left the phone so it is and give us a call. Like, our telephone number in the partnership is just 01-848-5630. Or alternatively, anybody that wants to email me directly, they can do so by just emailing paul.hayes@nspartnership.ie. And either way, like, we'll get the person, so we will, and we can get them registered in the Northside Partnership, and then the next step is then we can sit down and really get to grips with the barriers or maybe the situation that they're trying to deal with at the moment, and try and support them with that next step.
And as always with all our interviews here today, this will be podcast and it will be up on the Near FM Listen Again website. So if you missed any of those details that Paul gave out, you can get them again on that. Or alternatively, if you want to contact us here on at Near FM, because this is a very important topic for a lot of people, you can do so on 01-867-1190, and we will only be too delighted to put you in touch with Paul Hayes and his team up there in the Northside Partnership, and I can assure you they will not steer you wrong. Paul Hayes, thanks a million for joining me on this auspicious day, I suppose, for a lot of our young people, and keep up the good work, and on behalf of us and on behalf of the community, thanks a million for everything you're doing, Paul.
Thanks a million, Donny. Thanks very much for having me.
No problem, anytime. Now then, that was Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership there, from the educational team within the Northside Partnership, and they really, really do fantastic work on your behalf, and you know, we couldn't give them enough accolades or thank them enough for the work they do. So if you are one of those people who got that piece of paper earlier this morning, I think at 9 o'clock it went out, and you're unsure about what to do, your first port of call would be probably your career guidance teacher in your school. But by all means, and I would encourage everybody who is in any doubt about what they should do, to please, please contact Paul Hayes or any of his team at the Northside Partnership. And I can assure you, as I said, they will do everything in their power to help you, steer you in the right direction, and put you on a very, very firm and a very good path to life.